what time it is. It is the season premiere, AfterBuzz fans, of Arrow Season 7, Episode 1. It is 4, 5, 8, another number, 7, because I'm good like that. We're catching up with everybody. It's 5 months later, and there is so much to talk about. So join us right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
Hello!
OMG! Does this make you want to do upside down push-ups? Because it does for me.
What? I want to add it to my real playlist.
Such a good song. Such a good song.
Hey, guys!
It's a little emo for
Hi!
Me.
Hi! Oh my god, it's been so long and we are so excited, as you can tell. So much to talk about. So first, before we get started, let's go ahead and introduce everybody, refresh some memories. I'm Allie Kona Bradford, I am your hostess with the mostest, and then next to me here...
Hey guys, I'm Carolina Benetti.
I am Olivia DiBortoli.
And I'm Matt Marr.
We're so happy. So happy to have you guys here. If you've never joined us before, let me just give you the rundown of how this works. This end of the table is just for you. We reserved it so you can co-host with us. So be sure to join us in the chat room, hashtag ABTV Arrow, and share with us your thoughts. First thought we are going to all share together is called hashtag who I love to hate. I want to know who was so bad that they were so good. Who'd you guys love to hate? So... I'm going to go ahead. I know Matt wants to start last.
I'm still thinking.
I'll go ahead and start. Who I love to hate. I think it's going to surprise everybody, but it's actually Oliver. I love him, but I had to hate him because I'm like, man up. I know what you're doing. I get it. You're trying to like keep your head down, get out on time, see your family. But he straight let this little dude got beat up. And that's why I love to hate him. Who do you love to hate?
I dropped so it many hot thoughts. At the beginning.
Man, wow. I'm just in shock over it. I love Oliver.
It's like when you have a first date and they start talking about their exes. You're just shocked.
That's like, that hurts your soul a little bit.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
No,
sorry.
I liked it, though. Jesus. I liked it.
All right, so diving in. Look, if you guys were here last season, you probably can already guess my answer. I hate her. I hate Dina. Dinah. Whatever. That makes me hate her even more. I read her name and I say it wrong every time. I hate her.
All right.
Well,
they're
okay.
So passionate. It's a whisper.
We are passionate tonight.
Yeah, I don't like people tonight. Okay, so mine is actually opposite of hers because I actually didn't like that little weasel of a guy who Oliver was trying to protect. It's not
right
Oliver.
Here.
It is,
boom.
Right? It is not Oliver's job to protect this little... I don't know who he is.
Stuart Little. That's what
Little.
I'm calling Stuart
exactly.
Little.
Like, get out of Oliver's way. He's just trying to, like, keep his head down and, you know, go on with his life and be a good guy and get out of prison. And this guy's like, help me, please. It's
but, like, Loki, he was putting himself in harm's way.
Seriously.
Like, he sat with Oliver. He asked for that. He was like, please beat me up.
Yeah. I have lots to say. We're going to talk about that in a second. We're going to talk about that in a second. Matt, who do you love to hate?
I love to hate two people. First of them is William.
Go ahead.
I wanted William to, like, be a badass and shoot the dragon in the head.
He's like
Ken. Because I hate Diaz. And I don't love to hate Diaz. I hate Diaz. Yeah. And then also, y'all know I love Katie Cassidy, but I hate Laurel Lance now becoming Black Siren when she was bad before. And now they're making her good and she's EDA. True. I don't know how I feel about it.
She's like questionable good.
But she should be bad because they already killed off a good Black Canary and I'm still angry about it.
Aww. But here, to be fair, in Black Siren's defense, I feel that Black Canary, and we talked about this for years... I feel like Black Canary never really got her due, man. She always got like the worst writing.
For sure.
And then they go and they kill her off and they bring her back. And it was such a strong comeback that I was rooting for her all of last season. And I'm rooting for her now. I hope that she has a phenomenal.
I hope you prove me wrong.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. I'm on here on board with Matt.
Screenwriting, like timeline. I'm excited.
Okay. Prove me wrong. Well, Beth Schwartz, prove me wrong.
I like hearing all y'all's opinions, but of course we have to include our co-hosts. So Olivia, would you do us the honors? Who do they love to hate?
First of all, we already got one Matt Chill. So it has begun.
Okay.
We get that a lot, Allie Kona.
We get a lot of Matt Chill. But Ivan, hi Ivan. Welcome back.
Ivan, he's my boyfriend.
He loves to hate actually all of Star City.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. A lot of anger in that heart of yours.
I know. And then, I forgot their name, but it was OUU. They love to hate Diaz as well.
Oh.
So they are on the Diaz hate board. Yeah, wow. There you go, Ivan. My hate is for Star City. The city hates the heroes saving them, so let the city burn.
Wow. Dang. Goodness. Okay. Well, I think I heard you say Billie Jean Girl somewhere in there. So, yeah, you know, that's my OG, Booby 69. Yeah. She changed her name, but I'm never going to let that one go. So.
Her name was Booby 69? Yes. Yeah. No, I respect that.
I think it's her sister's name. And she took over the account.
Yeah. Stormy Woods is here. Black Stormy. Magic. Blob 989. All of you guys. I remember you from last year. So welcome back.
I love it.
I'm so excited to have so many people back.
Billie Jean says, I love to hate Oliver and Felicity.
I didn't want to say that.
I'm with you. I'm with Oliver and Canary.
No. Hold on. Thank you for our first topic. Let's just talk about this right now,
okay,
shall we?
What a segue for us, Billie Jean.
Okay. Thank you, Billie Jean girl.
This hurt my heart.
Let's just jump into the episode and just start talking about some stuff, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So we got Oliver on one end being Mr. Passive, not even aggressive, passive. And then we have Felicity.
You want a really strong man, Allie Kona.
I do. You know what, though? He gets brownie points for doing the upside down handstand push-up because I was like, yeah.
And the naked fight scene.
Or the naked fight
the
scene.
In the
That was like.
Fight scene. I can't even talk. And so he was excited.
That was like Oz homoeroticness. And if you haven't seen Christopher Maloney in Oz, then you're not gay. Because that's amazing.
That was, you don't need to be gay to enjoy
that fight scene, though.
It was pretty good. But so I agree with you, though. Oliver did have these kind of like truly, that was pretty cool. Like he literally is defending his life like naked. And I mean that not because it's hot, but I mean, though, I can't say without, but I mean because. I mean, you're so vulnerable, like his most vulnerable, and here he is.
His miracles and blessings
naked.
Are just there.
Is he ever vulnerable, though?
I don't know.
No.
But still, I don't know. I thought that, like, I just hope they don't make Oliver the martyr again, because they do that a lot in Arrow. And so I'm hoping that, like, him wiping away the board and him, like, kind of going with a new leaf. I'm down for that. I'm down for not angry Oliver, because that was not a fun, what was that, season two?
Season
three. But I would like Oliver who just kind of like takes charge and isn't so apologetic all the time.
Right. But then how did you guys feel about the fact, because when I started to say passive, and then you got Felicity who unexpectedly to me, because I felt like she was going to follow the rules and just do her thing, but for her to say, I'm done and I'm fighting, like I'm just going to start... Not listening. Sorry, no offense. Not going to listen to you, but I'm not going into hiding.
Yeah.
So for you guys, how did that conversation strike you?
Well, I thought...
I loved it.
I thought it was interesting because I found that both their storylines were very symbiotic. Like, he was in a prison, but she was in her own prison, you know?
Yeah.
And then... Cause she,
ooh, deep!
She wasn't herself. She was, you know, she wanted to get out of that situation. And then they both got attacked at the same time, and they both decided they were done with it at the same time.
Right.
So it was kind of like, you know, Oliver and Felicity were going through the same thing as a married couple, and I thought that was really interesting. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think they'll
pull through. Wasn't surprised by their prison conversation, because the last few seasons have really shown Felicity coming into her own and really raising her voice when she needed to. And she said to Oliver again and again, we're a partnership. You don't just get to tell me what to do and expect me to high off and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is her following this new, stronger Felicity. That, I mean, she's always been a very, like, powerful and empowering character. Mm-hmm. So it's really great to see her be like, no. Like, I will put the child in hiding because I can't protect William. And I know this about myself. And it's terrifying. But I'm going to handle my business myself. And also, she's a genius. Like, why would you hide her away without access to supercomputers when she could have already hunted Diaz down on her own just through the sheer force of her intelligence?
Yeah, she could have found him before he found her.
I feel like at this point, Oliver is just thrown in the towel. Like, he's given up.
But we're not talking about Felicity.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, like, with him giving up, it's like she's the other half of him.
Mm-hmm.
So, in that sense, she's going with his example as far as, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go to jail. Take one for the team so you guys have immunity. Now you go do this.
And now she's done playing.
Yeah.
She's done.
There's an interesting question. Jeremy Carver says, how did Diaz find Felicity?
He's smart.
I don't know if he's smart.
I gotta be
and
honest.
Why did he wait so long?
At first, I was like, fake Green Arrow, are you Diaz? He's a little bit thicker, so maybe not. But I was like, are they going to try to do that
again?
See,
I was thinking the fake Green Arrow was Roy.
Later on, that occurred to me, but then I was like, no.
I'm going to tell my opinion when we get
there. Go ahead. Yeah, you know, I'm going to give a one last PS on Felicity really quick and just say, this is like so irrelevant to the storyline, but when you think of somebody going into hiding and you watch this in films, like, you know, Jason Bourne, I mean, you get a bottle of hair dye, yeah. You shave it off, you do something, and I was like, so... She just colored the tips of her hair.
She didn't even color it. She got pink extensions. Yeah. And they look good.
Well, yeah, but I was like, that's really not a far stretch as far as hiding.
Her voice was different, though.
I think I have that wig. Next wig, I'm going to wear that wig and put an eyebrow ring in, see, and y'all can call me Noelle, and you can see if you recognize me.
Kudos to the actress, Emily Betts, because she actually was really great, and I love that she did moderate her voice, and she changed her body language as well.
She's a great actress.
She's great.
And I do love this whole Felicity motherly instinct thing. Mm-hmm. It's a new side of her that we're not seeing, because, you know, last season was about her getting to know William, but now it's like she's been raising this kid for 5 months on her own, so she's like Mama Bear, and I feel like seeing Felicity be a mad Mama Bear, like, that just gave me goosebumps. Yeah.
It just feels like she's wearing the pants now. In the
I know. It's exciting.
I just love everything Felicity.
For a minute.
I know.
Since she took that chip and walked out of that wheelchair, she's been wearing the pants.
Seriously.
That was such a good scene, man. Talk about a mic drop moment. She was like, I'm out.
She stood
up and walked out with her microchip magic legs.
You know... I feel like now's a good time to just bring in the debate. Let's bring in the heat.
Debates.
Because we had opposing opinions. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about those opinions, because I want to talk about our little friend.
Let's do it. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm going to go first. Y'all feel free to rebuttal. Uh-huh. Y'all feel free to rebuttal.
Let's feel free to rebuttal.
I feel like the reason this little dude, part of me is like, it's what?
All I can think is... The Princess Bride, when he's like, I want you to meet my little friend.
Oh.
Because you're calling him little dude.
Yeah, little friend.
All right. Pulling it together.
Anyhooser. So, this little guy, I feel like, in his mind, either he's a bad guy and he's a trap, or, as I started to watch him a little bit more.
Oh, Stuart Little. Stuart Little. Okay, I'm here.
Yeah. Yes.
Presence. Okay.
And so, I feel like... He's just like, if he truly was wrongly accused for a murder, he's in jail, he's terrified, he's obviously little, he doesn't want to be somebody else's...
Whatever.
You know what I'm talking about. He don't want to be that. And so, automatically, in his mind, he's like, oh my gosh, that's the guy that saved our city. He's been saving our city. He's a what? I have no idea what I was going to say. He is a hero, excuse me. And your thought, that's like if you were to think of Superman, right? Like, I know I'm taking it out of the realm, but if you saw Superman, you'd be like, okay, my family's in trouble. I know this guy is noble. I know he's a great person, and I know he's going to take care of me. So imagine the shock when you walk up to your hero, and he's a butthole.
Right. But you don't
don't meet your heroes.
It's true.
Don't meet
your heroes.
I know about that one. Anyway.
I know about that one, too.
Right? It's not, you don't know what Oliver has been through. He doesn't know what, you know, Oliver Queen or, you know, what he has gone through in his life. And he doesn't know what he did to get to that point. And it's like, you can't just walk up to someone and expect them to risk their life for you. I know that it's Oliver Queen and that he's the vigilante or whatever, but like, I don't know. It wasn't his job. It wasn't his spot. I just don't think it was right for him to put him in
but
that
he
position.
Wasn't saying like, here, come here, fight for me. He was saying, can I just hang out with you? Can I be a part of your crew?
No, he was saying fight for
me. He said, I want to be a part of your gang.
Yeah.
Look, I listened to the Ear Hustle podcast, which is all about prison life, so I'm in the know.
Oh, okay.
And I would do well in prison, by the way. Very
now
well.
I just want to have a conversation about how you use your spare time.
Yeah, it's true. It's very true. That's a great podcast, though. But it's all about prison life. But it is like when you get into prison, and you've got to, usually it's by race, sadly, but you've got to like find like your protector ASAP. And so I think that he wanted Oliver, he did want him to get go to protect him. And I'm on Team Bertoli on this one because
I feel like
Oliver's seen that, at least right now, he's seen kind of the light at the end of the tunnel. For him, it's like, how do I keep my head down and get out of here as quick as I can to get to my family.
And this guy is messing it up for him.
And this guy's met Stuart Little has messed it up, and now
he's
going to be in prison forever. He's
but I
not.
Do agree that he could. There's some ulterior motive
but
here. He could
I
be
totally
like a villain.
I totally think he's going to screw Oliver over
for sure.
Totally think because every time Oliver trusts somebody,
little baby crying in the corner, you don't care about.
I mean, no, oh no, I think that was an act.
Same.
Think that was an act.
What do you guys think? I'm curious. Yeah. What do you guys think? We have a slight delay, but if you can and you are able to, go ahead and type it in. And you know what? If you can't watch live, I get it. We're on late. So if you're watching this delayed and you're on Facebook or YouTube or what have you, it's YouTube.
YouTube.
Leave a comment. Leave a comment below.
You
let us know.
Watch us live. I put on concealer for this.
I mean, just a couple people. Steven. Hi, Steven. He says, I agree, Olivia. Stormy Woods, Team Olivia. Sorry.
Here we go.
I'm also Team Olivia.
Oh, and then what? Black Magic,
I'm sorry,
that's 1,000,000% Olivia. Sorry. Ivan says, I trust Stanley.
Oh, Ivan trusts you.
Okay,
Stanley.
So well, you know what? Ivan you is the only one allowed Ivan. In the chat room. Nobody else is allowed. You guys are not my co-host.
Winter's Beauty. Oh, hi, Winter's kidding. Beauty. Welcome back.
Oh, I love Winter's Beauty.
I think the dude's a plant and setup. So
totally.
Yeah.
So, okay.
But I think he's going to be a surprising plant. I don't think that he's the plant that we think he is. I think he's going to come from a third source that we're not expecting, trying to get intel on Oliver's personal life. Because he's weaving himself into Oliver's life as if he wants to know him on a personal level.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you know, speaking of if you want to get to know people on a personal level, that wasn't the best segue, but you can do that after BuzzFeed. I do want to talk about, no, I would say, if you want to get to know other shows and other people here at AfterBuzz, our network produces after shows for really basically all of your favorite TV shows. We do dramas, reality TV. I'm on the Southern Charm panel. I know other people are on panels. There's sci-fi and more. And there's no network that really works harder for you sugars to serve true television fans like yourselves. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. It's just, is it right this way or is it that way? Just hit the subscribe button. We appreciate it. And by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and it'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. It'll send you little emails. And if you don't want the notification of the email, you can turn it off. It's your life. Whatever you want to do. It's optional. But so, hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. I know we have a show about Flash. We have a show about Super. If you want the CW comic, it's all here at AfterBuzz. So let us know if you did subscribe in the comments, and we will give you a shout-out, sugars. We sure will. And thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Woo! That deserves a round of applause right there.
Yeah.
Thank
hey.
You.
Hey.
Thank you.
All right.
You know, we'll find. Somebody's asking, is there a Titans, by the way? I don't know if there's a Titans.
There is a Titans.
There is a
it's
Titan
on
after
the new DCEU. Oh, after show? Oh, I don't know about an after show.
Okay,
oh,
so
there.
They did
yes.
cover that
yes.
last night. And I bet you, Steven, in our booth, if they subscribe to this channel for a comic, they'll end up seeing that, right?
Mm-hmm. I bet they will.
Because it's called Sci-Fi, Fantasy, and Superheroes. Boom. Served ya.
Boom.
Served ya.
Oh.
Boom. Served ya.
Well, why don't you Boom. Serve over here? Just go ahead.
Served ya.
Thank you. Because what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to take that serve. I'm going to take it right on over. We're going to talk a little bit about Wild Dog right now.
All right.
Okay. Wild Dog got hot. Woo.
Something happened with him.
Woo.
He got like,
damn.
And assertive.
I mean, that man.
Whoa. Look at if Sorry. You guys,
Matt,
you guys
you're
can't
so
see just rock air. His chair.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sweating on a person.
Let's talk about Wild Dog. Let's talk about Wild
what
Dog.
His name is Wild Dog, yeah.
Yeah, Wild Dog. Okay. I'm going to chill.
So Wild Dog is running Ooh. A boxing gym.
Bop, yeah.
Bop. Yes. But, okay, we're probably going to end up in another debate here, but that's why we are here, right? So, obviously, Renee has his own perception of how things are going, and he's always been a little bit of a firecracker, right? And so his whole thing, even when he was solo, is just fighting hard. He's always out for justice. And so even though he's in a position where he's not supposed to, he still low-key wants to. And I'm a little irritated. I'll be on your team for this one. I'm a little irritated with Dinah because at least before, if it was old Laurel or whatever, like, she'd go do her business as her job, but at the same time, she knew what was going on with the team, and she'd try to make it work together. Dinah's like, F this, I'm just gonna play by the rules, and I'm just gonna, you know, do my job. I'm the captain now, which, P.S., by the way, is a little bit weird to see her as captain. I miss Lance.
What?
But that's another
Oh, I love that.
And that is why I have never liked her. She's always so committed to her opinions that she's unwilling to hear anyone else's point of view. And
That's fair.
That Mad Dog is supposed to be her ride or die, her
Wild
homie.
Dog. Yeah. Look at every, Mad Dog is something you do in high school. That's bad that you end up making bad decisions and wondering where your prom dress is.
So, what happened to your prom dress? Anyway,
I don't know.
Sorry, I got so excited, guys. I'm calling him by the wrong name. Wild Dog.
Yeah.
I got it. My bad. So, anyways, what bothers me is that, so Wild Dog is supposed to be her homie, her ride or die. They got into this together. They tried to fight for the good side together. And then as soon as he says, hey, I want to help this vigilante, instead of even hearing him out, she's like, no, we've had no vigilantes for 5 months. I'm not ruining the deal. I don't care what you say. I don't care that these people are suffering. Because that's all I'm hearing from her is, I don't care. Here's my opinion. Here are you. This is me shoving it down your throat. And that's not fair. So then that's going to create a break. And I feel like it's creating the perfect storm of the division that we saw between Team Arrow and the newbies last year. But I really hope that this time she's just like on an island alone with the world's smallest violin so that everybody else can be unified.
Okay. Okay.
Because I don't like Team Arrow being at odds with each other.
I'm trying to listen to you, but Zaytalk just put hashtag Daddy Wild Dog, and that's all I can think of.
And then Zaytalk also said she is the captain, though. Why would she mess up her job? And I'm kind of on board with you, Zaytalk. She is the captain now. She can't just go off. This is... no, I agree with you, though, about
Lance was the captain. He was still helping Team Arrow.
The whole thing about the opinions, I agree.
This is a kaput argument, though, because Lance was captain, and how much did he help Team Arrow over the years?
No, I agree.
No, but I think I want to be on Team Bertoli on this one.
No, I agree. I agree that she is being stubborn, and, you know, I agree that she could be a little bit more open, but she also has a higher position now, and she is good at her job. You know, I think she's a good captain. She keeps her team together. And so I think she has to have some type of boundaries.
I think, too.
You know what she's not good at? Friending.
I think what happened to her last... I just have to say this. Alicona is about to blow up. What happened to her last year, I think she learned that being... I don't know if this time it's sticking to her own opinions. I think she learned last year that doing what she wanted to do ends up with people she loved getting killed.
Yeah.
Because she actually is doing what Oliver told her to do.
It's true.
Because she tells Wild Dog, I don't want to do this. I agree with you. But what did Oliver sacrifice for if we don't stick to this?
True.
And so that's kind of the opinion that I saw. Alicona, don't explode.
I won't. I agree with that. I do agree with that. The only thing I'm going to say is, she hasn't been a captain long enough, I feel like, to say that she's good at her job. Like, she, to me, is still new. And for us as an audience, we've only seen her for about a total of 3 minutes and maybe 30 seconds.
She's so pretty.
She is really pretty.
She's really pretty. But that's true. You're right.
Like, she's still learning how to do her job. So in that sense, okay, I get it. Like, she wants to do a good job. But then it turns into, who was it that was doing it last year? I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but was it Laurel? No. It was even when she was in her job before, just trying not to, like, mess things up. But at the same time, there's just a fine line. And I think what Renee wants to do is not necessarily a bad thing, because he's not saying, like, do any specific actions. But at the same time, like, be considerate of the fact that this guy is stepping in and doing what we can't do.
But Renee is taking other people's lives into his own hands, because if he gets caught, then all of their immunity is blown. Yeah. So Curtis, Dinah, every single person on that team is now exposed and or going to jail.
There's a couple good points.
But this is Arrow, guys. We have to have superheroes to save the day. I did not sign up to watch Civil Servant Arrow, where everybody is giving us law and order.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but our chat's blown up. What
they
saying?
She is the captain, and she is the captain of the police force. So she's trying to make it better for her police force. Anyway, Ryan says she wants to make the police a trusted force again, and that's what she's working on right now, which I agree with. And then Bria says, I wish she would focus on the real criminals than the new Arrow and Renee.
Hmm.
Because there are probably a lot of real criminals.
There are a lot of Jelante.
Yeah.
So it seems like a lot of chat people are behind Dinah on this one. Oh, no. Oh, no.
But see,
if Carolina could throw the table right now, she would just go,
like, was that on the Housewives or the Mob Wives? Like,
No, there are.
There are some people who are. Yeah, never mind. 50-50. Okay.
No, I would say it's about 50-50.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
I appreciate you.
You're, she was being a vigilante.
I just want everyone who is anti her right now to know that you're on the right side of history. You're on the right side of history.
She is a decent black canary. I don't hate her. You know.
I'm not talking about black canary.
I know, but I do like that. I think she is a decent black canary.
I think so too. I'm just talking
about her as a leafy. That's how I feel about her.
No, she needs to leave the leather at home forever, permanently.
Oh, no.
I don't think that, but I do think she has an attitude. She needs an adjustment. I think that, like you were saying, she's a little bit hard-headed. I don't think that she's intentionally trying to be a butthole. I think that she is trying to do good, but again, she's stubborn. Yeah. And at the same time, so is Renee, obviously. Yeah. He went against everything she said. That's but true. He has a great point about the fact that the people of Star City need help and protection. Obviously, for the last six seasons prior, the cops couldn't do it on their own. They always needed help from a vigilante. So why not?
She's trying.
That's
one thing
point.
I did, I was like, that's great. And in that, she said, I'm trying to bring respect back to our book. Because Diaz decimated trust in the police force of Star City. So
that's true.
I do think that that's, and I do think that makes sense in her arc, because she has always, even though she kind of does, she's always, it's almost like a soldier. She's always been committed to being a cop. Mm-hmm. So I think that's admirable, and I hope that we see her hopefully rally the police force in, if any good comes from it, in Star City.
Well, I just want to give a shout out to the writers, Beth and Oscar, which if you don't know, Beth Schwartz is also the executive producer and the showrunner.
We talked about that last season.
I'm so excited for her being showrunner, because if you don't know, she's literally a Hollywood dream. Like, this girl started as a junior writer in season one, and this woman, I'm sorry, is show running now, and I'm so proud of her.
And she's going to be on our show. She's not, but I'm putting it out there. I'm putting it out there.
Yes, we're friendly. I'm going to ask her on Twitter. We're friendly, so I'm going to ask her. But she, I'm just so proud of her. And I just want to take a second to gush about that, because what a great premiere episode that she wrote with Oscar. Props to Oscar. It was great. Look at, the argument we've all gotten into.
I think it was a good episode. And at first I would have been like, it's okay. And the more and more I thought about it, it's given us a lot to think about.
Yeah.
And it's given this season legs.
Yes.
Like, I can see where it's going to go. Mm-hmm. And also I do think it's important to note that it's a woman, because it's a woman show running a show about a really quote-unquote masculine man.
In the DC universe.
I know, but I'm saying that, like, in all of that, it's most people are like, a woman would show run Scandal, or they would show run How to Get Away with Murder, but they wouldn't do The Green Arrow on DC. So I love that is happening. Mm-hmm. Love it.
I love it. You said Green Arrow, but I want to actually talk about The Green Arrow and how everybody feels about this and having an imposter Green Arrow, because at first my feeling was a little annoyed, only because I feel like I've seen it before. I saw Malcolm Merlin, and he was a Darkwing Archer.
Oh, Alex Conan, you ruined it. I liked it until that.
I'm sorry. But we did. We had that. And then we had the vigilante who we still don't know. Do we know who it is? Short-term memory.
No.
Okay. See? We had that vigilante. And then we had somebody. Shoot.
So many people.
There
it's
been
so
like
many people
that have been in a hood.
Arrows.
Yeah, and so I was like, are we really going to bring that storyline up again?
Yeah.
But this time, this guy is actually, you know, going gung-ho and has the actual arrows. And he's
kind of a ninja. Yeah. Those were amazing arrow fight scenes.
They were really good.
Whoever that was. I would think some of the best arrow fighting we've seen.
Can I sneak in my thought on
can
this?
Can I say one last thing and you can go?
Yes.
Only last thing is, anybody else annoyed at the voice modulator that was just not as good as all of the voice modulator. I was like, what is that? Go ahead.
It was kind
of
like,
so mad at it. Go ahead.
Listen, they had to pick it up from Walmart. So,
it's true.
Okay, here's my thought on why I'm actually excited for this.
Oh, yeah, Vigilante was Vince.
That's right.
Because Vince. I think that it's Colton Haynes.
Haynes?
At Haynes. Haynes, no?
It's Haynes. It's like underwear.
Like her way.
Because you just, imagine you always, like, the way I know is I always want to see him in his underwear.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
But okay, so I think it's him because, and that would tie in him returning as a series regular, because he's been gone now with Willa, who is not returning this season.
Right.
Sad fandom. but I think that that's going to make him come back. And last she left, she went off to train with the League of Assassins and find all those little map things. So that makes me think that he came back with only
Yeah.
ninja moves.
A lot of people are in
Colton.
Yeah. A lot of people on the chat are agreeing with you. They all want it to be Roy to be back. And they think that you're right. I thought it was really interesting how...
But he could come back with, like, a new name. Which is why I wasn't calling him Roy. Because I was like, maybe he's coming under an assumed identity.
Like Troy.
I found it interesting how they can cover his face really well. And you don't know who it is. But Oliver Queen is running around the city.
With some eyeshadow.
With a little bit of eyeshadow. And he's like, I don't know who I am.
I don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. So, and I'm like... So I just find it really interesting that, oh, now you can hide his face really well. Good job. Give Oliver some pointers, please.
Listen, to be fair, Henry Cavill proved that this is a real thing. He stood under the Superman giant poster in Times Square and put glasses on and nobody knew it was him.
Yeah.
Like actual reading glasses. And then he posted a photo of it on Instagram and was like, well, it actually works.
That's pretty funny.
So, to be fair, maybe that was a good Superman. I'm sad about that.
I'm sad about that,
too. You know who I think the Green Arrow is? Mm. I think it is future William. I think we're going to have time travel this season.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
I think that William is going to get trained by Roy to be the Arrow on the island in the future.
And he's
going to
come back in time.
And he's going to travel in time.
Oh, okay.
And boom.
Maybe he's friends with XS.
I know, right? And that's what I think. And then he's going to get, like, killed or something, and then young William knows that he has to, like, change the course of his history.
But isn't that a little bit flashy, if you know what I mean? Like, Flash is doing the exact same thing.
Well, they did it in Flashpoint.
Flashpoint Paradox already happened. It's all been fixed. And,
although...
But isn't the daughter back first season?
So his daughter's back, but then that makes me excited because maybe she goes back and she does save her dad, but William knows that, so he's like, hey, will you help me save my dad, too? And XS is like, cool, homie. Let's do this. Superhero pairings.
Maybe.
But then that gets me really excited because what superhero is William in the future?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But I do feel like you, like, straight up just gave us a prediction, Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean to give
it. That's okay. No, that is totally okay. You know, we actually have a lot of news and gossip, so I'm going to start wrapping it up real quick. If you guys have any final thoughts, throw in the chat right now. But in the meantime, I'm going to start getting my news and gossip ready so we can start catching up with what's been going on.
Let's do this entire
break.
No. Yeah, there's a lot. TV news.
All right, so I'm going to go according to pictures, and I'm going to scroll. Excuse me. So whatever pops up first is what we're going to talk about. How about that? P.S. though, while we're pulling it up, FYI, because you will see a picture of Ruby Rose. You know, they released the picture of the new costume. Mm-hmm. Even though it's like a character drawing, I don't think it really looks like what she looks like. Did you guys know, though, if you do Google Ruby Rose, she is, according to Malware Viruses, the out of top 10, number one most dangerous celebrity to Google because... So many viruses are attached to her name. So do not Google her.
She's Batwoman, right?
Yes.
I'm so excited about Batwoman.
Anyhow.
Or Google her on an Apple. I've never had a virus on my MacBook.
What if the Green Arrow's Batwoman?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
Sorry. Keep going.
Let's look at pictures, though.
GDD.
It's okay. All right. So I found it really interesting that we had a casting for Mrs. Fries, which is going to be Stephen Amell's wife, who's going to be on the show as well. I'm like...
Oh, yeah, Mr. Freeze's wife. I'm pretty pumped up about that.
Yeah, that'll be super interesting.
I love this photo of, like, the animated Mr. Freeze with her.
I'm pretty sure a fan did that.
They did a really good arc. There's a lot of people don't know, like, that was kind of Mr. Freeze. They really did, was it the Arkham Asylum? One of the Batman games that I played on that they did, Arkham Knight, I think. But really, as Mr. Freeze, didn't start off bad. I mean, his whole thing is he's a scientist trying to save his wife and then just kind of went down, like, the dark road. So it's really a beautiful, beautiful love story. So I'm excited. But we don't really get to see a lot
until
of her.
Until he starts killing people.
Mm-hmm. We see a lot of Mr. Freeze. So I'm excited to see kind of her story.
Yeah.
And it's cool because the actress is going to kind of, like, get to make her own mythos about who Mrs. Freeze is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is awesome. That's fun.
So really quick, speaking of fun, I wanted to show these pictures. This is the lovely Felicity Smoke, but obviously not Felicity Smoke. But I thought it was really, really cool to see Emily Bett in just a different light because she's always dressed in the nerdy clothes. Yeah. But if you see any of her normal pictures, you can tell she's a little bit more edgy. So she did a fashion shoot spread, and there's multiple different pictures.
Hey.
But it's cool because it's like... If Felicity did become a superhero, this is probably what she would look like. Well, not
she's a superhero in my heart.
Dress like. How about that?
She's.
Let's look at our next picture. But super sexy, super stunning.
Oh, it's always sexy when you put fingers in your mouth.
Is it?
That's what I learned in modeling school.
Girl crush.
Look how sexy this is.
Ooh, yes. Ooh, yes. Yes.
Get it, Matt.
And then we have our another picture of her. Love those boots. Super cute. Ooh. If you are listening to us on iTunes, apologies for all the pictures, but we have some really hot, sexy pictures of Felicity. I believe it's like VVV magazine is
what it
was. But
that's like an even better reason to just hop over to YouTube and check it out so you can see the photos.
True
that's
Hollywood true. Story. That's true. So over the break, you know, when actors are on hiatus, like to jump into other different projects. So this is an indie film. It's called Grace, obviously starring Katie Cassidy and Tate Donovan. So I do believe it was just recently in festivals, so I don't know if it's something that we can see just yet.
I will say I feel like she's been watching our show because she went full ginger like you guys.
It's possible. It's possible. Anyways, this film is described in the vein of Lady Bird. She's a friend of the once famous author who has a writer's block. Him and a young woman, obviously her, aspire to check on him, but she has plans of her own. I don't know. That's just the description, but check it out if you get a chance. And then, of course...
Batwoman! I'm so excited for Batwoman!
Oh, I can't wait!
There's going to be a Matt chill in here.
I'm so excited for Batwoman!
Breathe, Matt.
I'm sorry, somebody's asking.
Three, two, one. Matt chill. Just kidding.
Go ahead.
I think Matt's excited for Batwoman.
I am.
I mean, that's just a thought. Yeah. Anyhow.
Wait, but can I also say it's rumored that Batwoman's getting her own show. So yes, she's I've not just going to be
showing
up in...
Yeah, they're asking in the chat in 2019 if any of us are going to be on the Batwoman panel.
By that reaction, Matt.
I might be. We'll see what I'm
Matt's
doing.
Matt's going to be all over that panel.
Yeah, so not just the crossovers, just like to like wet our whistle on
First
Batwoman.
Lesbian superhero. Let's do it.
Yes. Well, I mean, that's what they did with The Flash. You know, it started off as a crossover, not crossover, but a guest appearance situation, and then it turned into a thing. But the next picture is actually yours, Matt, so I'm going to let you take it away.
This just happened, I think, just today or yesterday.
Hours, 10 hours ago.
So they're filming the crossover right now. I know that because I have inside information from a friend. But they anyway, everybody knows it. So they're filming the crossover right now, and this is, I forget the actor's name, but he's Superman. And obviously, so people are freaking out now because what is this going to be? Dark Superman? We don't know. And I didn't put
on Supergirl, for people that don't know, it was revealed by the president, who's played by the OG Wonder Woman, who I'm wearing a vintage t-shirt for. He's off-world on Argus.
On Argus, yeah. Uh-huh. So, you know what? I'm a jerk because I cut this photo and I didn't leave the caption. But the caption was really, really cute.
It was mind exploding.
Right? Yeah, mind. I think, yeah, his mind
was just
exploding.
A little brain emojis.
And then I think, and it, who was? Oh, Melissa Benoist. She was like, I love how Grant can't even keep it together. Like, he's such a fanboy. Because he was smiling. So I thought that was really cute. But it just... I think already people in the chat were talking about this. Are we excited to see Dark Superman? Yeah. What do y'all think?
His name is Tyler Hoechlin, by the way.
Tyler Hoechlin.
But can I just point out real quick how big of a jacket Stephen Amell has on? And they film in Canada. Let me tell you, I've been to Canada. It was negative 30. It is cold. That dude next to him is in spandex.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's maybe it's fleece lined.
Charmed Original says Dark Superman is the crossover villain.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Makes me a little sad. But anyway.
I was hoping they were about to put on their tap shoes and break out into a musical number again. That was like one of my favorites.
No, there is going to be a musical number this season, I thought.
But not in the crossover.
No.
That's just me fantasizing.
Yeah.
A couple things in the chat, just really quickly. Colin Prime says time travel isn't a thing in Arrow. Because we're back to where
it
we're talking
be
about.
Now.
Whoa. But it can be. You can't rule out anything.
That's not true because Flashpoint changed Diggle's kid. So time travel very much is, in fact, a thing, a big thing in Arrow because.
But it just hasn't been plot points. It hasn't. Yeah. But
it
I get what you're saying.
But
it hasn't been like a big plot point. Yeah.
But it has affected them.
But I think I do remember them saying before Arrow that they weren't going to do that, though.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
They have said that.
They have a new showrunner
now. What else were you going to say?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, totally hear you.
Okay, that's all. I got unplugged. Sorry, I got to cut you guys off because I don't want us to run out of time. We do have a throwback Monday because it's not Tuesday or Thursday, but that's okay. Anyways,
Memory Monday.
Look at
you
little Colton Haynes.
Aww.
You would never thought. Could you imagine if you went to school with him? I bet you people. No offense, but I'm sure he got picked on a little bit. Just a little bit.
Look at that kid.
And,
so cute.
I'm sure people now are like, Damn!
He's a beautiful, beautiful man.
He really he is. So my final picture that I have is of Willa Holland looking really sad. And I picked the really sad picture because obviously we talked about the fact that she's not returning to Arrow. But I found this little article and I thought it was really interesting just because maybe I wasn't aware. And I'm sure the rest of the fans were and I'm just clueless. But apparently by season 4, she was already expressing interest in wanting to leave the show and expand her wings, which makes me a little sad. Because when you really love a character, you hope that the actor loves that character and that story or that show so much that they want to be a part of it for as long as you want them to be a part of it. But sometimes it's just not the case. And so Mark Guggenheim was just talking about the fact that she had wanted to leave for quite some time. And, you know, they said that she was really good to them, so they were going to be good to her as well. And they just wanted to find a really nice way to wrap things up for her character and stuff like that. So anyhow, one of his quotes is just, Willow was nothing short of professional and excellent and always delivered tremendous performances. But I know that she wanted to move on with her career, and I totally respect that. I'm glad that she's going to get that opportunity. And Stephen Amell also said that he knew from season 4 on that she didn't want to be a part of the show anymore. However, that didn't stop her from coming to set and giving like her 110%. And so,
well, they left it pretty open. Like, she could return.
And she didn't come as much. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was around season 4 and said that she wasn't in as much.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. It's not. And look, I mean, first world problems. But, you know, it's for some people, you know, they're living in Toronto like 9 months out of the year. So they, you know, when you're an actor, you used to live in L.A. and kind of doing your thing. It's a change. But whatever.
Yeah. Toronto's beautiful, though. Yeah.
Well, but it's very rainy. You have a lot of people have to get sad, the seasonal affect disorder, so you got
to
do lights.
Zay said,
that.
AKA, she didn't want to train and work out to be speedy. Not true.
Maybe. No,
not but true.
Whatever she want to do, we miss her.
Yes.
We miss
definitely.
Her.
And I know there was some fan art, but why don't you talk a little bit about a new segment that we have coming up?
Yes, we do. So moving forward, from now on, when you guys tune in at the end of the show, I'm actually going to do Archer's Alley. And that's right. So with Archer's Alley, I'm going to present you with a fun Green Arrow fact that you can learn about every week. And if you think you can out-fact me on awesome facts that other fans need to know, please get at me. You can find me on Twitter at Carolina Benetti or on Instagram at LenaBean113. Tell me your awesome Green Arrow facts, and maybe if you out-fact me, I will include it in the segment.
And you're talking about comic book even, Green Arrow. You're going
deep. I'm talking about, like, listen, if you want to at me with like a Justice League Unlimited animated series, if you want to throw it back to the comic books, whatever you love most, hit me with it. The movies, I've seen them all. So you can come at me with it and we'll see if you get better facts than I do. All but right. That's what I'm going to start giving you guys every week. So please stay tuned to the end and I hope you like it. And speaking of interaction, I also have an amazing piece of fan art by Stevenson Drawings, and you can find him on Twitter at Stevenson Drawings and also on Instagram.
That's pretty cool.
And this is a very beat up Oliver and Felicity with their son William. I love it. And if
I
you
love
guys
it too.
Are
I love
so
the
good,
eyes.
Yeah.
They're so good. I love that he does these like chibi characters. Like I love it.
They look like little Funko things.
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So his art is awesome, and he actually draws for all of the DC shows and a couple other like Marvel shows as well. So if you're a big fan of comic book art, definitely check out his stuff. But if you yourself are an artist, also feel free to hit me up or anyone else on the panel, because we would love to showcase you. Show us what you've been up to. Mm-hmm. Yes. It is, after all, hashtag Inktober. So let's round out the month with some more art.
It is?
Yeah.
Inktober. Yeah. I didn't know that. Well, so many.
Fun fact.
So much art.
Cool.
So
much.
Cool. Well, I feel like we got a lot of news and gossip in. Were there any final things that we need to say that our co-hosts have been saying at home?
I mean, just so many things. They're actually really talking about the black suit. Colin Prime says, just because the black suit Superman was part of the death and return of Superman, it doesn't mean they won't be using the black suit in the crossover as a suit of Injustice type Superman. They're just going back and forth about
it. Oh, yeah, because some people thought it was Death of Superman, but I don't think they're... They kind of already did that in the films.
Ivan says, it's not Dark Superman. The black suit is after Superman dies. It doesn't make him a villain. So what's going on about
I
that?
I hope you're right.
I hope
I
he's not a villain.
I don't want a villain. But let's talk about predictions. Let's talk about the future.
Predictions.
I mean, I don't want to say anything, but I did notice in our preview for next episode that it seemed like our little guy was talking a little bit more to Oliver, so I think they might be more friendly. That's all.
All right.
So for my prediction, I'm actually going to talk about the flash forward that we saw in this episode. So Beth Schwartz actually revealed to TV Line that the flash forward is 20 years into the future. And as we learned, it is William, Oliver's son. And I do think that he's going to train to be a super baddie ninja type fighter if he isn't already. And it's going to play into the storyline. It's going to mean a lot, just like all of Oliver's flashbacks did. And it's going to play a big part.
Okay.
And I'm kind of down with the him being Green Arrow part two now.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
My prediction is going to be quick. I think he's not going to be, Oliver's not going to be in jail very much longer. I'm going to give it like one or two more episodes and then he's out. I don't know how he's going to get out, but I think he's getting out very soon.
If he's doing stuff naked in his shower, like he's when the guy bumped into him and said, watch it, Ariel. I just wanted them to start making out.
You always want them to make out.
I do. I always want them to make out. My prediction is, I feel like a prediction kind of the season is, I know I this thing about Oliver's son being the Green Arrow, but I just have, and maybe because I'm wearing the shirt, but my Mr. Terrific shirt, because y'all know I love Mr. Terrific, and they underuse this guy a lot, a lot. What if Curtis is posing as the Green Arrow? Because we did not see him at all.
We saw him. He looked very dapper.
But we saw him a little bit, but like we never really saw him. Like we didn't see him with Wild Dog. We didn't see. What if he's hiding badassery? I don't know. My prediction, though, sadly, is I still feel like they're going to underuse Curtis this season.
I mean, they always do.
And I know that's a negative prediction, and I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong, too.
I hope so, too.
But I love him.
I just want to say really quickly that it was so good to be back with you guys, Yeah. This is such a great show. I want to take a moment, turn into the front so you can see all four of us as we bid our adieus. But make sure you support everybody here on this panel. Follow us on social media. We love interacting with you. And tune in next week. So before we do that, my name is Ali Kona Bradford. Be sure to follow me at yours truly, Ali Kona, with little underscores in between, both on Instagram and on Twitter. So be sure you contact all of us. This lady, too.
Hi, guys. I'm Carolina Benetti. You can find me on Twitter at Carolina Benetti and on Instagram at LenaBean113. And I actually just did a spotlight on here with the leading cast of Versailles.
You guys, I love chatting about this. Even, you know, after the show's over, even tomorrow, hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, at Olivia Di Bortoli.
Love it. And y'all, I'm Matt Maher. The Matt Maher, two T's, two R's. You can find me on all the socials there. You can also go to the website, Sissy That Talk. Yes, you heard it. Sissy That Talk. And that's where you can see my podcast. I do a Riverdale podcast. We're going to binge Sabrina. That's going to be coming out, a Sabrina podcast and some other stuff. So sissythattalk.com.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you guys so much. If you are listening on iTunes, be sure to rate, comment, subscribe, all that stuff. Do that on YouTube, too, anyways. Leave your comments. We want to talk to you. But until next week, mwah, goodbye.
Bye. Bye, y'all.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.